and the determination to get laid. She hated them all. Retired DCI Kate Burrows was smiling as she walked into Grantley Police Station. She loved coming back here, relished the feel of working again. It was supposed to be only 2 days a week, but she liked the fact she was keeping her hand in, that she was still making a small difference to the world. And in truth, she usually worked much more.
Hiya, Kate.
Annie Carr was genuinely pleased to see her. Despite the difference in their ages, as the only other female DCI, she'd forged a close relationship with Kate and often turned to her for advice. Though Kate was now only part-time, she still had a lot of sway where her colleagues were concerned, not least because she had up and taken notorious hardened criminal Patrick Kelly into her bed and, more surprisingly, kept the bugger there, even though they'd never married, but also because she had worked two of the most high-profile murder cases in living memory, as well as breaking the biggest ever paedophile ring in the southeast. Kate had her creds, and she knew it. She was also aware of the fact that she was kept on because she had a working knowledge of everyone and everything in her orbit. It was her nature, and it was why she'd always been so good at her job. The grey that now salted her brown hair and the wise look in her eyes were visual testament